Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
The first day of school is a huge day in any child's life, and many, many children have had their first day in school this week, and a moment of huge pride as well for their parents. The cameras are out, obviously, and for many, they'll want to share the images with family members and post them on social media as well. But is what has been dubbed sharenting, sharing your child's photo of their first day in school online, has it gone too far? Psychotherapist and author Joanna Fortune joins me now. Joanna Fortune, you're very welcome to the programme. Do you think it's gone too far? They're all over the shop.
Well, it is literally the time of year for it. So all of our threads are full of them, and our lovely, smiling, happy children. It's great to see them happy going back to school. But there are some key considerations that in the excitement, because this is, like you said, it's a huge day. It's a really big milestone, not only for children, but for their parents, too. A lot of work goes into getting children organized and ready and turned out for that first day of school, particularly when they're small and they're only beginning their school journey. So, you also see, Cormac, you've probably seen this yourself on social media, you know, where kids are holding up like chalkboards or little notice boards that has quite a bit of information on them, you know, their name, the class they're going into, the school. Some of them have the name of the teacher, the date. That's a lot of information you're putting into a photo. Add into that your child's school crest could be visible in that photo. I now know so much about your child, where they go to school. Be aware of all of that if you choose to share a photo online.
But you know what? Knee jerk, people are going to say, what harm, Joanna? Let them enjoy the moment.
Well, you know, and I get that. I really do. And it's your own social media and your own choice. But be very aware that you have, like, who do you want to see that photo? Are you happy with absolutely any stranger out there having all of that personal data? And it is personal data. A photo is personal data. Like, having all of that personal data about your child? Or would you say, gosh, no, I don't want that in the wrong hands? If so, make choices about that. Set your profile to private, or, you know, limit it to a friends and family with an approved list of people that you've confirmed that you know and have a relationship with, and only they can see these photos. So make very considered choices. I think it's really about being aware of what you're putting out there and being aware of what it is, because we do have data kidnapping, it's often called. You've probably heard that referred to in a lot of the data and research out there, which is where and it's happening increasingly with children. Somebody, for whatever reasons, can take a photo that you've put out there. They can make that their own. They can put it up on a profile. They can create a new identity for your child, and they can put out there like it's their family. I think we do need to be very, very cautious with sharing photos of our children. We should not see children as social media content. I know a lot is said about getting consent for this, but we have to be very realistic about what our children's, depending on their age and capacity, what is their awareness of what they're consenting to when they say, sure, share that photo of me.
The wider conversation that we've discussed on this programme before, how much of your children's lives should you, if at all, should you be putting on social media? But I have seen some people in my various social media threads and timelines who wouldn't ordinarily share pictures or details about the children, just putting up this one photo of, you know, the really cute little photo of the first day at school.
And they're gorgeous.
So is one photo likely to do that much damage? And if it doesn't have, you know, all that accompanying data, as you say, just the little photo with the lovely little, you know, backpack and the lunchbox and the sparkly shoes or whatever it might be, just to share.
No, it's not about it's doing harm. I think if you've been very conscious that you haven't got your geotagging on, that the crest isn't there, that no one else's children are in the photo, there's nothing that locates and identifies your child, your privacy settings are on, you've limited who can see it, and you're making a conscious, considered choice to share a photo, they're really, you're minimizing any harm there. So I'm not here to be kind of scary and say this is doomsday if you put that up. Not at all. It's really about considering it and respecting our children's right to privacy for it.
And the privacy settings are key there, really, aren't they? It's about who can see this, you know, who are you sending this to? I see a lot of people these days putting, you know, the sort of the heart emoji over their children's faces so they can sort of half share the picture, you know, because people really want to let other people see their children, which I totally get. But they don't want to let other people see their children's faces and invade their privacy. Does that work, do you think?
I don't think so. I think, you know, you can, what you're doing is you're limiting the recognition factor, that it's harder for a stranger to identify. I think that's particularly relevant if you are putting up a lot of content about your children, and maybe it's part of your work, your brand, if you're an influencer, if you're using, your children are part of the brand content, then it would be very easy for strangers to recognize them out on the street. And by covering their face, you are certainly minimizing that. I don't think it makes your child unidentifiable. And I think there's something about doing that that is saying you have some awareness. This isn't quite right. I need to be very aware of what I'm doing, but you're choosing to still put them there.
Would you go so far as to say, like I would, I think, they should be, people should stop absolutely putting pictures of their children up on social media at all?
Well, on a personal level, professional level, I've spoken about this before. I don't think or advocate that children should be shared online. I don't think they have capacity to consent or to be aware of what's happening. Mm-hmm. The whole idea with consent is that we can give it, but we can also withdraw it. That doesn't apply to a photo, because once it's out there, it's out there.
Okay.
Even if you take it down, you don't know if I've saved it or if I've screen grabbed it or anything else like that.
Okay.
So I just think we need to be very aware of our children's right to privacy, and that they can make decisions in their own future about what aspects, if at all, that they choose to share online. Maybe
really,
they'll grow up and think that we are all completely crazy for putting so much of our lives online. It'll have gone full circle.
That's really interesting. I'd love to know what people think of that. Stop putting photos of your children up online. From Joanna Fortune, psychotherapist and author, thank you very much indeed.